This is Valley Edition. I'm Carrie Klein. And now it's time for the weekend. This time, we're taking you to the Mojave Desert to Ridgecrest, which boasts the Western Hemisphere's largest collection of Native American petroglyphs. And this weekend will be the 6th annual Ridgecrest Petroglyph Festival. To learn more, I spoke with Elizabeth Nalagon and Carrie Crutcher, both of the Ridgecrest Visitor Center.
The Petroglyph Festival is in commemoration of the Native American Heritage Month, which is the whole month of November, and that was started in 2014, and our local naval base here has protected petroglyphs.
Yeah, that's right. Tell me about the petroglyphs themselves. How did the largest collection in the Western Hemisphere happen in this part of the desert in California?
It's just basically random, where the Native Americans and no particular tribe that we can track, they just congregated here, and the petroglyphs are etchings that the Native Americans did, and it's their form of language and communication that they left for their generations to come. But then as the different tribes came, the different etchings that they did were on the mountains that are protected by the naval base here.
Do we have an estimate for how many petroglyphs there are and anything about what they might be saying?
There are thousands of petroglyphs here in our local canyon. They call it Little Petroglyph Canyon. They aren't able to interpret the petroglyphs. There's so many different schools of thought on what each rendering is, and so they kind of just agree to, not necessarily disagree, but agree that there's not really a way to interpret what they were trying to, the message they were trying to convey.
And so, as you said, these are protected in canyons on the China Lake Naval Air Weapons Station, so that the public does not typically have access to these petroglyphs, right?
That's right. The local museum here in Ridgecrest, the Matarengo Museum, does tours to the petroglyphs in the spring and in the fall. And there is a security process that you have to go through to get clearance to enter the Navy base. So during the Petroglyph Festival, we also run tours to the petroglyphs on Saturday and Sunday. And it's just a condensed tour for a few hours at a time.
Okay, so this upcoming weekend, it's the 6th annual Petroglyph Festival. What are some highlights other than these tours? What else happens?
We have a Petroglyph Festival car show, which is sponsored by Liberty Ambulance. We also will be having several Native American entertainers. And one big draw that we have where they are returning are the what are called the Ram Dancers. And Carrie, can you give a little more detail on that?
Yeah, it's actually really interesting. They are a tribe. They live in a village at the base of the Grand Canyon. And they are helicoptered out of the canyon, and then they drive here to wherever they're going, and they perform their, it's a religious ceremony and dance and prayers. And so we've been lucky enough to have them at the festival. This is the second time they're coming. It's a group of about 12 people, and it's just really interesting to be able to partake in that kind of a ceremony.
We also have at this time about 100 vendors. Our local farmers market is joining us. We also want to promote our gem and mineral show that we have at our local fairgrounds, Desert Empire Fairgrounds, as well as a Native American band called DDAT. They'll be performing. And then we're having a new event, which is Festival After Dark, where it has a local band called the Shillelaghs. And they will be featured starting at 7:30 p.m. and will go until about 9 p.m. We're also going to have a couple of beer vendors. One, it's going to focus on beer and wine, and the other is going to have spirits tasting as well as a cigar lounge.
Well, fabulous. Elizabeth Nalagon and Carrie Crutcher both work at the Ridgecrest Visitor Center. Thank you both so much for speaking with me.
Thank you.
Thank you, Carrie.
The Ridgecrest Petroglyph Festival runs November 2nd and 3rd. You can find more information at rpfestival.com.